Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Ligonier. My name is Krista, and my question is, what does the Bible say about the qualifications for being a pastor?
We're recording live from Ligonier's 2022 National Conference, and joining me is Dr. Harry Reeder, the Senior Minister of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. Dr. Reeder, what are the qualifications of a pastor?
Well, it's like one guy said, only a fool would take this job, and I think I'm qualified. But no, obviously the qualifications are the internal calling that the Lord calls you, and external calling that the Lord by His Spirit not only has called you personally and internally, but the Lord by His Spirit has called you externally through His church. What are they to look for? Well, the qualifications are laid out for an elder in 1 Timothy chapter 3. Notably, 15 of them deal with character and conduct. 1 Timothy 3, 2 and 3 look at the pastor's and elder's personal conduct, then his family conduct, then his church conduct, and then his community witness and conduct. So he is to be above reproach. And that does not mean perfect. It means an obvious example of the rule and reign of God's grace, having brought him to a certain level of maturity that manifests the presence of God's wisdom, not just knowledge and understanding, but wisdom, which is shown in the fruit of one's behavior in life. Jesus says, you shall know wisdom how? By her children, the fruit of our behavior. So I think that's what you're looking for. Now, specifically, the pastor must be gifted to preach and teach and want to preach and teach. Now, let me be a little bit definitive. Not just preach, not just preach the Bible, but must want to preach the Bible to God's people. Some preachers are people-oriented, some are Bible-oriented, some are preaching-oriented. The true call is one called to preach the Bible to God's people and bring the charge of love from a pure conscience and from a sincere faith and a pursuit of righteousness and holiness. That's what God calls the pastor to do. Secondly, he needs to have some leadership gifts so that he is able to lead God's people. He's a shepherd of the flock. He's not a rancher. You don't get behind the herd and drive it. You get in front of the flock and you lead it. And the sheep know the Lord's voice through you. And they follow the Lord through you, the under shepherd, as they serve the chief shepherd. So I think you're looking at someone who in word and deed is manifesting the maturity of the Holy Spirit, is tested in terms of their spiritual gifts as well as their spirituality. Where are they in their walk with the Lord? But ultimately, Spurgeon was right. If you're called of the Lord, there's nothing else you can do. If there's anything else you can do, go do it. Because when you're called, you don't go into the ministry to be fulfilled. If you do, you won't stay. You go into the ministry to fulfill the ministry. You don't go in to get filled up. You go to pour yourself out as a drink offering all the way to the end.
I'm Nathan W. Bingham, and this has been Ask Ligonier, a podcast from Ligonier Ministries. If you'd like to ask a biblical question for a future episode, you can always call us at 1-800-607-9386 or record that question on your smartphone and email it to us at askligoniervm@ligonier.org. We'll be sure to include all those details in the show notes. And if you like the show, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast app.